This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, April 30th. God's word to you today is, love responds. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 28 verses 2 to 4 and it says, suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. There was confusion in hell. Satan and all his demons fell on their face, just at the mention of the name of Jesus. Satan grabbed the demon's throat. I thought I told you not to mention that name in this place. So he immediately commanded the gates to be locked, and every guard mount their posts. When Jesus got to the gate, an angel shouted, lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. By this time, Satan was peeing in his pants. Who is this King of glory? He asked. The angel replied, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? They asked, trying to put up a resistance. The angel said, the Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. This text is paraphrased from Psalm 24. Immediately the gates shattered into pieces and Jesus marched into hell. The Bible says he took the key of death and hell from Satan and smashed his head for you and me. Then according to Psalm 68 and Ephesians 4, please read, Jesus led captivity captive. He led a train of Abraham, Isaac, David, and the rest of them to heaven. David was probably leading the choir. Jesus had in his possession the key of death and hell, the blood of atonement that he was taking to the altar in heaven to secure an eternal future for you and me. But on his way, he heard Mary crying, where have you kept him? Jesus was faced with the choice to complete his mission, then come back and attend to Mary. Is he to ignore a bruised reed, a smoking flag, a contrite heart, and go and accomplish his mission? Or should he tell Father Abraham and the others to wait while he attends to Mary? Love chose to respond to the cry of a lady. Listen, your tears are not wasted. They are precious to God. Our pain, especially when it is sincere, is important to God. Jesus put the whole work of salvation on the line to attend to Mary. He said, who are you looking for? And she responded, if you have found him, tell me where you put him. I will go and carry him. She was a woman, and this was not just a man, but one that had been dead for 3 days. How could she carry his bloated corpse? She did not care, and Jesus could not resist that. Jesus said, Mary. Not in the way you and I know it, but in his own special way. She immediately recognized him because only one person called her that way. Mary said, Rabboni. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, our King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing can stand against the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, our King. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.